Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Lambda Legal has filed a federal lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Tucson, Arizona, to block a move to strip domestic partner benefits from gay and lesbian state employees. Arizona lawmakers included a provision stripping domestic partner health benefits from state employees as part of a last-minute budget deal signed earlier this year by Governor Jan Brewer, while retaining spousal health benefits for heterosexual workers. Lambda Legal represents 10 state employees, including some from the Arizona Highway Patrol, the State Department of Game and Fish, and state universities, who rely on health benefits from their employers to keep their families safe. Tara Borelli, staff attorney for Lambda Legal, says, quote, "This is an issue of equal pay for equal work. By stripping away these vital benefits from loyal state employees, the state isn't just paying them less for the same work than their heterosexual colleagues. It's pulling away a vital lifeline that all workers need. This is simply cruel and saves the state next to nothing," end quote. State lawmakers voted over the summer to eliminate the state's domestic partner benefits, which were adopted with the leadership of former Governor Janet Napolitano, who is now Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Current Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed the budget bill with the provision revoking the health insurance coverage for domestic partners. And yet another pseudo-conservative hate talk radio host, newspaper columnist, and blogger has been fired for calling the openly gay chairman of New Hampshire's Democratic Party homophobic names during a webcam stream. Doug Lambert made the statements about Raymond Buckley last weekend. Lambert later apologized to Buckley on a blog, but that was not enough to save his job with Nassau Broadcasting's WEMJ AM in Laconia, which canceled Lambert's program, Meet the New Press, effective immediately. Also dismissing Lambert were the Laconia Daily Sun newspaper and Manchester Republican Mayor Frank Guinta's congressional campaign. In June, New Hampshire became the seventh state to legalize gay marriage, reflecting its changing political demographics from reliably Republican to distinctly more Democratic and liberal. The law takes effect on New Year's Day. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.